The Lord be with you.
And
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus and his disciples arrived at Bethsaida, people brought in him a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. Putting spittle on his eyes, he laid his hands on the man and asked, "Do you see anything?" Looking up, the man replied, "I see people looking like trees and walking." Then he laid hands on the man's eyes a second time, and he saw clearly. His sight was restored, and he could see everything distinctly. Then he sent him home and said, "Do not even go into the village." The Gospel of the Lord. So you've been listening to the Ark of Noah the past couple days. Okay, the Ark of Noah was a historical reality that came about because of the evil intent of the hearts of almost everyone on earth. Humanity had become depraved, giving into sin. So God, manifesting his anger at the sinfulness of men, decided to choose one man and his family that were righteous and told Noah to build this ark, which was probably about the size of a football field, a huge ark. And Noah and his wife and a couple of his family members entered into the ark with the animals. And those were the only ones that were able to find refuge because the rain came down and the rain poured down for 40 days, 40 nights, destroying all human beings as well as the animals that were living back then. So, that being said, the only ones that were saved were those who were inside the ark. They found refuge. Okay, let me give you now an analogy that we have for the ark, which means, how can we find an ark today present, okay, by way of analogy? And I'll give you maybe four or five analogies that you can use for your meditations. Okay, number one is this. Before giving you the first analogy, I'll ask you a question. Do you think after 40 days, inside the ark, it was good smelling or bad smelling? It stunk, right? It stunk. Why? Because the animals had to go to the bathroom, right? Because that doesn't smell very good, does it, huh? Okay, let me give you by way of analogy. The church is going through a tough time, isn't it? I'm listening to an excellent course on church history by Bill Cook. And I've arrived at the 13th century. Where was the Pope? In Avignon. He wasn't even in Rome. Who had to bring him back? Two women saints, Saint Bridget of Sweden and Catherine of Siena. So the church was going through a very difficult time. And where did he live? In one of the most rich palaces in the world, built there by the French for the Pope. That wasn't good. You had the people dying of hunger. The bubonic plague was about to eliminate a third of the people in Europe. the bubonic plague. So Catherine of Siena and Bridget, St. Bridget, had to bring him back to Rome. So the church has always gone through tough times. You know, one of the first apostles, one of the first bishops, hanged himself. Do you know that? His name was Judas Iscariot. Was he a bishop? Hello? It wasn't a good... One of the 12 followers of St. Francis hanged himself too. So the church has gone through tough times. The church is the Ark of Noah. Don't jump ship. Stay in the ark. Sometimes it smells pretty bad, okay? It smells pretty bad at times, huh? Stay in the ark. And instead of pointing your finger and criticizing the church, be converted, become a saint. I don't think Saint Ignatius really spent a lot of time criticizing the church. What he did was he was working on his own conversion. I don't think Francis Xavier spent a lot of time criticizing the church. I don't think Teresa of Avila was criticizing the church. They were working on their own conversion. So the first ark of Noah is the Catholic Church. And as Father Benedict Rochelle said, may he rest in peace, he died about 3 years ago, he said, whatever you say about the church is going to be true. As you're dealing with 1.2 billion people, guess what? You're going to get the best of the best and you've got the worst of the worst. Who's going to go beyond John Paul II, St. Faustina, Thomas Aquinas, John Bosco? You tell me. Nobody. Years ago, when Father Greg Staub arrived, some of you know him, I gave him a catechism class in Spanish so he could learn how to speak Spanish. And three of the kids in his class, their names were, I'll say it in Spanish and in English, Stalin, Lenin, y Adolfo. I'll translate in English. He had three kids in his class, and their names were Adolfo. Anybody know anyone named Adolfo? His last name? Hitler. You ever hear Stalin in English? Joseph Stalin. And Lenin? I'm sorry, it wasn't Lenin, it was Fidel. Who's Fidel? So he had Castro, he had Hitler, and he had Stalin all in his class. No? Did you know that these three men were Catholics? So try to compare them to John Bosco, Teresa of Avila, and St. John Paul II. You think that they're exactly alike? Of course not. So, you become a saint. Instead of criticizing the church, seeing the defects in the church, fast on bread and water, pray four rosaries a day, receive communion twice a day, and maybe avoid being so negative, but rather try to lift the church up. Lift the church up by your goodness. Hopefully you're so holy, you're kind of like a magnet. People say, wow, that person is so joyful, so happy. Where does it come from? Ah, that person loved Jesus. Where does that person go to church? St. Peter Chanel, hey. And you're going to be filling the church because of your holiness. Amen? So the Ark of Noah is the Catholic Church. The Ark of Noah is St. Peter Chanel. Amen? Amen? The Ark of Noah is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, seeking refuge in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And the Ark of Noah is the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Amen? Now, the Italians have a very important practice. It's called the onomastico. Any of you know what the onomastico means? Onomastico means, anyone speak Italian here? It's the name saint. For example, yours is March 17th, St. Patrick. Your name is Patricia. That is the feminine of St. Patrick. I hope you know that, okay? Do all of you know your name saint? Okay, Peg would be Margaret, St. Margaret Clitheroe, or St. Margaret Mary. Do any of you know who we celebrate today? St. Claude de la Colombière. You know what my name is? Claude Edward Broome. Amen? So it's my patron feast day today. And also I celebrate my patron feast day on October 13th, which is St. Edward the Confessor. So I think I'm going to maybe ask our cook if she can maybe make me a cake, or maybe at least a little Twinkie, and I can put a candle on it, okay? So we can find our refuge in the prayers of the saints. The saints also are the Ark of Noah. So St. Claude de la Colombière is important because you know why? St. Faustina and St. Margaret Mary Alacoque are probably the two most famous private apparitions approved by the Church. If it were not for St. Claude de la Colombière, we would not have St. Margaret Mary Alacoque and belief in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. He was the one that gave credit to these apparitions of this great saint. So let's renew our love for the Ark of Noah, which is the Church, which is St. Peter Chanel, which is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which is the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which eventually will lead us to the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of Heaven, where we'll be with the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit for all eternity, praising Him with the angels and the saints. Amen.